Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We are going through Advent and we're going through it with the book by Scott Erickson that is called Honest Advent. And so today what I want to talk about has to do with the peace candle. Just yesterday we lit the peace candle. We lit hope first, now it's peace. But I want to talk about how do we get to peace? And especially putting ourselves in the place of the Israelites before Jesus came, that their situation continued to felt hopeless over generations because they were a people that were oppressed time and time again. That they were freed from slavery, then they were put back in slavery. Freed from slavery, put back in slavery. And then not only that, but then also sometimes they would be under the boot of a certain empire. So for them, they started to feel hopeless about the future, hopeless about how they could ever be free of this oppression. Now, maybe you're feeling the same way in 2020, a little hopeless, that no matter what we do, things don't seem to be working, whether it's the virus, whether it's our separation of families, our politics, our restrictions. Maybe you're feeling like our restrictions aren't working because the virus keeps spreading. Or maybe you're feeling like nobody's following the restrictions, so that's why the virus is spreading, and it feels hopeless no matter where you stand. And so it creates a lot of unrest in us. Unrest because we think that now we know what is right. We're going to put ourselves in our own corners. We're going to put on a face of toughness, and so therefore we won't be vulnerable with each other, and we are going to fight tooth and nail that we are correct and we are right. But I think God calls us to vulnerability, which helps us grow closer to each other and closer to God. Without vulnerability, we continue to shut each other out and shut God out. And so how does vulnerability lead to peace? I want to read Psalm 139, 13 through 16. It says, "You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. My bones weren't hidden from you. When I was being put together in a secret place, when I was being woven together in the deep parts of the earth, your eyes saw my embryo, and on your scroll every day was written that was being formed for me before any one of them had yet happened." So this is in a different translation, but many of you probably recognize this in a different translation in terms of that God cares for us so much that we were put together in the womb before anybody even knew us, but God knew us, and God made us fearfully and wonderfully made. That God knew what God was doing when God made us. And so that's vulnerable, right? That's a feeling of like there is a creator out there, a God out there who loves you enough that he would pay attention to every detail while creating you. Many of us probably know or have gone through someone who has had a miscarriage. That is a place of vulnerability because when you decide to have a child, or not decide to have a child, all of a sudden now you are responsible for two beings, yourself and that baby. That now the vulnerability is the fact that all the choices you make and the things you do no longer just impact yourself, but it impacts another being inside of you. And so when there's a miscarriage, that reveals a lot of pain and hurt. So deeply that many of us won't know or experience it. So, what is it to think about that this God decided to be born through that process that statistically could lead to a miscarriage? Who's willing to come into the world through that process? What does it say about God who's willing to be this vulnerable to come to earth through this process? What does it say about God who's willing to be attached to another human being that God created? That this God decided to be attached through its own creation to be born into this world? Who's willing to wait and grow in the human womb? who's willing to be fearfully and wonderfully made just like we are. Because you see, any real connection in our world involves vulnerability. Because it takes the act of making oneself open to be truly known. Many of you know this if you have a spouse. Many of you know this if you have children. They are just, by nature, vulnerable. But sometimes we forget that we need to do that with God too. That we need to be vulnerable with ourselves and with God. Because once we shut off those things, when we're not vulnerable with ourselves, with how we're feeling, or how we are navigating this world, then we just start doing things based out of instincts. And never thinking about others around us. We're only thinking about ourselves. And so God is the one that showed us, first and foremost, coming in human form, that God loves us so much that God would become human to die for us. Vulnerability is the path to peace. Vulnerability is the way that we can mend broken relationships, that we can mend divisions. If we really talk to each other and tell each other what we're really feeling right now, that's a good place to start. Because a lot of times our anger and frustration comes out because we're scared, we're hurt, we're confused. So this week, may you find vulnerability in your life. May you find vulnerability with your partner. May you find vulnerability with your family and community and with God and yourself, because that is how you will truly find peace this Advent season. Have a great week.